At the urging of Senator Bernie Sanders, the Democratic National Committee has taken steps to reduce the influence of so-called superdelegates in the party's presidential nomination process. Most delegates who attend the party conventions to help nominate presidential candidates are bound by the results in their state's primary, but superdelegates can vote as they choose. Under the new rules pushed by Sanders, superdelegates will now vote only if no candidate wins on the first ballot, as VPR's Bob Kinzel explains.
One of Bernie Sanders' major goals following his unsuccessful bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016 was to make significant changes to the party's use of superdelegates. These are delegates who are party leaders, including members of Congress and many state officials. There are roughly 700 of them. In 2016, many of these superdelegates, including Senator Patrick Leahy, were early supporters of Hillary Clinton.
It is absurd that one candidate could start with 500 superdelegates supporting her before the very first ballot in a real caucus or primary was cast. That's wrong. I think it's indefensible, and that's what the DNC concluded.
Sanders says there's no question that the superdelegate system had a negative impact on his presidential bid in 2016.
It creates the feeling of inevitability. So you got all of these superdelegates, and the superdelegates will end up raising you a whole lot of money. And people kind of say, well, you know, the election is, the process is really over before it even began.
Norwich University political science professor Ted Cohn says the Democrats embraced the superdelegate system in the early 1980s after a number of their presidential candidates, including George McGovern and Walter Mondale, were soundly beaten. Cohn says the Democrats turned to superdelegates to stabilize their nomination process.
Here's a group of people who are really willing to put their money where their mouth is. There are people who have the long-term interest of the Democratic Party at the national level in mind.
Cohn says making changes to the superdelegate system raises an important question for the Democrats. Do they want people with long ties to the party to participate in their nomination process? Or do they want to encourage more independent and activist voters to get involved? He thinks the new change favors the activists.
The pendulum has swung back to a time where we're going to have, inside the Democratic Party, nominees who are picked by a very small group of party activists, people who represent a very certain wing of the Democratic Party.
As far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, reducing the role of superdelegates is a winning strategy for the Democrats.
Right now, what we're seeing all over this country is that working people and young people are standing up and saying, you know what? We do not necessarily want more conservative representation. We want leaders who are going to take on the big money interests.
Professor Cohn notes that the Republicans don't use a superdelegate system. He wonders if Donald Trump would have emerged as the party's presidential nominee in 2016 if the GOP had given more delegate power to its party leaders.
Who might have been a temporizing, moderating influence on the populist primary vote who simply voted for the most famous person or the loudest person on a stage of 17 Republicans.
Sanders is often listed as a possible Democratic presidential candidate in 2020. He insists that he's not thinking that far ahead. But if he were to run for president, the new rules could energize his candidacy. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.